Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me, little Van Halen, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Negan's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Negan is the top retail expert in our brain trust. He's, folks, if you ever met a person who could sell ice to Eskimos, you'd want to pay attention to what that person knew about going to market. Well, Bob Negan sold kites 12 months out of the year and did really well doing it. So well that he actually sold the business to somebody who thought he could do that well with it. And apparently he has. So when Bob Negan talks about retail, I think you should listen, because I do. And he and Susan Negan, his wife, have co-authored the outstanding book, Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. And he's our good friend, Bob Negan. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Of course, it's always good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Bob, one of the things that that I've said recently, more recently, and I've been talking about it really for a while now, but in 2012, it is official. The economy is no longer an excuse for your business to not perform. What do you think?
Well, I agree. I don't believe that. I mean, yeah, I agree 100%. There's plenty
of money in
the
economy. It's been that way for a while, but now it's official.
Yeah, we can make that official. I think we can put a stamp on that
one. Yeah. So if your business is not performing, instead of looking outward, you probably need to look inward, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm sure you and a lot of your listeners are familiar with Jim Rohn. And every year at the New Year, our family watches how to make this your best year ever. And Jim Rohn had, you know, I've seen this three or four times now, and Jim Rohn had an outstanding quote, and it's from Jesus, and it said, "The truth will set you free."
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if your business isn't doing well, you know, just as you said, the deal isn't don't look outward, look inward. You know, if you're not driving traffic to your business, you know, you need some skills.
Well, there's
There's another thing
that I like to point out to people that just sort of, it really hit me full throttle in the last year or so that we've been kind of missing, and that's the fact that the United States has a $15 trillion economy. Bob, that's a lot of buying and selling.
I only need a little piece of it. How about
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's a lot of buying and selling. Somebody, I've been saying this now since 2008, somebody is buying something that you sell from somebody somewhere right now. It might as well be
that's
you.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. And that's why I hesitated just a moment when you said that it's officially, you know, that it's no longer an excuse. Because even, you know, I don't believe it's almost never an excuse just because people are buying. You know, in 2009, you know, right when everything went south, I did a video called "They Haven't Canceled Christmas" because retailers were all in a panic. And
they
haven't canceled Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, Christmas is here. If there's 10% unemployment, 90% of people are working.
Right.
And it just went viral just because people needed to hear that. And so I think to your point, the psychology of the economy is such an important part of it. And successful small business people, but particularly retailers, you know, their mindset is, well, there's money, I'm going to go find it. I might have to work harder than I did last year, but it's there and I'm going to go get it.
There's another thing that I think is important, and of course, we're not just talking about retailers. These things we're talking about now are not just for retailers. Another thing that I think is important, Bob, is that you said this to me off the air, the wheat and the chaff are being separated. And a lot of the chaff has already gone out of business. If you weren't strong enough financially, if you weren't strong enough organizationally, if you had too many pity parties, then you probably, you know, those folks didn't make it. If you're still in business after all this time, then you're a unique entity. And going forward, when the economy does pick up, I think that you're in for some. If you can get your cornflakes together, I think you're in for some really successful times. What do you think?
I agree with you 100%. You know, you open a store in the mid-90s, you could make a little money or stay in business just because people were spending money, you know. And, mm-hmm. As somebody who cares about everybody's success, you know, I hate to see anybody fail or go out of business. I don't know if it fails the right word, but their business not make it. But, you know, at some level, Jim, they had to go away. There were two in retail. And in small business in general, but particularly in retail, there were too many stores. And all of the poor performers were nibbling away. You know, they were taking all that gravy money away from the good retailers.
Right.
So it's a good thing. You know,
it's a good thing. And there's another reason why I think those companies are going to be doing well. And this comes back to what I predicted after 2008 with regard to startups. Everybody kept saying, well, just wait till the startups kick in, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I was the lone person who was saying there aren't going to be any startups. And everybody said, you're crazy. There's always been startups. I said, no, this time there are not going to be startups like we've had in the past, because I know how startups get their funding. I know how startups bootstrap, and they don't have any strings in their, any laces in their shoes to bootstrap with. Their credit cards balances have been cut off. Their home equity is gone. And their retirement programs are shot to heck. So they're not going to be startups. And sure enough, Bob, that's exactly what's happened. So but nothing against startups. But if you're an existing business, a startup will devalue the price structure because they don't know what things are worth.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, and going back to what I said, let's take a look at the example of my little town of Grand Haven, Michigan. You know, there's 20 storefronts and 30 storefronts on the street, and, you know, a new gift shop opens up, and, you know, they're hot for a little while.
Until their equity runs out.
The other one.
They're hot because their prices are low, because they don't know what things are worth until their equity runs out.
That's exactly right. Or until, you know, I mean, as you know, working with small business people every day, you know, what you don't know in small business eventually becomes your Achilles heel.
That's right.
You know, so once the enthusiasm lags and once the capital runs out, then, you know, that's when it's, you know, are you a real deal business
Bob,
person?
Bob, I got to go to the next to a break here, folks. Here's the bottom line of our conversation. If 2012 isn't a good year, it's on you. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's our Tough Love segment for the day. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.